السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, in this manner we reward the muhsineen, the doers of good. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the most generous, who amply rewards those who do good, and eventually giving them the paradise of bliss, Jannatul Na'im. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the Utterly Unique, having no partners in His Oneness, the Master of all the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا خَيْرًا لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And it be said to those who feared Allah, what did your Lord send down? And they will say, خَيْرًا, that which is good. For verily those who do good in this world is good in return, and the home of the hereafter is better, and how excellent is the home of those who are righteous. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in this verse that ultimately for those who do good in this world, those who take the way of ihsan, they will find ihsan, hasana, in the next world. And this hasana culminates in an abode of beauty, an abode of bliss, an abode that lasts forever, permanent bliss. And so the way of ihsan is the way to permanent bliss. But in this world of form and in this world of temporality, where things are constantly coming and going in a flux, then ihsan means to commit oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit to that who's bringing it all about. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. And who is better in their religion than one who submits himself to Allah whilst he is a muhsin, someone who's constantly doing good. For the definition of ihsan has been defined as badlul ma'ruf, to expend of yourself in the good, whether it be through qawl or fi'l, whether it be through words or deeds, ultimately resulting in a state of ma'ruf, a state of excellence. For brothers and sisters, ihsan is the goal of the spiritual path, and is the attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used to describe the prophets and messengers, being their embodiment of the very message that they are being sent with in the world of form. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, refers to Sayyidina Nuh, the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, by saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَى نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Peace be upon Noah or Nuh amongst the worlds. Indeed, it is like this that we reward the doers of good. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Sayyidina Ibrahim, he says, وَنَادَيْنَهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ رُؤْيَا إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we call to him, Ya Ibrahim, indeed, your vision has been fulfilled. Indeed, this is the manner in which we reward the muhsineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same phrase, muhsin, to describe the prophets Musa and Harun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَلَامٌ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ إِنَّكَ ذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Peace be upon Musa and Harun. Indeed, this is the manner by which we reward the Muhsineen. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having described various prophets by the laqab, by the title of Muhsin, also describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in similar terms, but also those who follow him. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّكَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who came with truth, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who testified to its truth, those who believed in it, those are the muttaqoon, those are the righteous. They will have whatever they desire with their Lord, and that is the reward of the muhsineen. Once again, the word muhsin being used to describe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who testified to his truth, i.e. followed the truth in their own lives. So brothers and sisters, ihsan and being a muhsin, the one who attains ihsan and one who lives by ihsan, is the spiritual goal of this path. And this is why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praising someone, or indeed when the Sahaba themselves praised someone, they would use the word ihsan. For in a sahih hadith it's narrated that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina, and when the Muhajirun came to him, they said, O Messenger of Allah, we have not seen a people more willing to sacrifice, more in a state of ihsan when it comes to sacrificing whatsoever they have, and nor in people who are more patient when they have little than the people who we are staying with, i.e. the Ansar, the people, the Sahaba from Medina. And so they used this way, and the Prophet ﷺ affirmed them, but said that you supplicate for them and praise them, because the idea was that when the Muhajirun mentioned this, they feared that they would not have the same reward as them, because they themselves were not of the same caliber. And the Prophet ﷺ encouraged them to say, the way of ihsan is hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan, that when you see ihsan being done to you, you make ihsan for them. So the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the Muhajirun to make a dua for the Ansar and to make praise for them, to show shukr to them, because the way of ihsan is ultimately a way of shukr, a way of gratitude, which is why in our own spiritual trajectories to Allah, in our what they call sayr ilallah, our journeying to Allah, which is alluded to by the prophetic hadith, the famous hadith Jibra'il, when the Prophet ﷺ was asked by Angel Gabriel, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan? Ihsan was alluded to as the apex, the ultimate pinnacle of spirituality. The Prophet ﷺ defined Ihsan therein as being, Al-Ihsanu an ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarahu فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Ihsan is that you worship Allah as though you see Him, and if you cannot see Him, know that He sees you. In another narration it was narrated, Ihsan is أَنْ تَخْشَى اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّكَ إِلَّا تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. To have a spiritual state of reverence as if you see Him, and know that if you cannot, or if you are unable to see Him, then know that He sees you. Now both of these narrations, especially the word khashya here, alludes to a state of intuitive capacity. And so we understand that what is meant by this seeing here is a heart seeing. In fact, it is the heart, the basira, that provides the insight. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not the eyes that go blind, but the hearts within the chest. So what this is alluding to here is the state of ihsan, is when the heart becomes operational to a degree that it literally, if you want to use an analogy, literally comes online, where in which the state becomes an experience that even this world of relativity, a world of things, a world of sensation, finally unfolds into a perception that everything is revealing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is ultimately, as the Quran says, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wheresoever you turn, there is the face of Allah being revealed. And this is actually spiritual state, which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. If you are unable to obtain this, if this state has not come upon you, if it has not become your maqam, if it has not become something that you participate in, then you fall back on the lesser of the states, which is فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Know that He's seeing you. That means your recourse within the paradigm of ihsan is always taqwa, Always muraqabah, always having the state of consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ala kulli shay'in raqib, that He is observant over every single thing. And so the person in this state has a state of mura'at. He is a state of observance, li ahkamillah, li hududillah, for the rulings of Allah, for that boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated in regards to what is halal and what is haram. And what is halal is only halal because it brings life to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not decreed something as permissible except that it is conforming to your spiritual journeying towards Him. And what is haram has not been made haram except that it distances you from Him. And so the way of ihsan becomes the state of dutiful obedience. And now when we understand this, we understand that this state of ihsan isn't just some personal spiritual trajectory to Allah, but rather its lived embodiment should manifest in the domain of interpersonal relationships. Because how many a person can be very spiritual in their own homes, or spiritual in a cave on a mountain, but as soon as they descend, as soon as they enter family life, as soon as they enter the domain of business transactions, or just the wear and fatigue of this world, that you see what's really in them comes out, the unconscious shadow emerges, and so it's those various areas that are manifest in relationship that testify to how much of this ihsan that is it that we truly embody. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about ihsan, He posits it in the domain of various myriad relationships. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him, but show ihsan. Now to whom? First and foremost to the asbab that Allah has brought you in this world, your very parents, and then to those who are close to you in your families, and then those who are needy, the orphans and the poor, and then your neighbors and the neighbors who are far. In other words, an incorporative ihsan that incorporates every single person that comes into your life, distant or far. That means there is a haqq, there is a nature of your being that should permeate in your relationships. And so this is why ihsan is often posited in how we are. How are we representing ourselves? Whether it be through words or actions. And often it's the words that betray who we really are. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when He speaks about the mithaq, this great covenant that was taken with the people who came before. And Allah says of that mithaq was, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak to people with ihsan, goodly, a goodly state. Right? How many a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, He says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell my servants that when they speak that which is best. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He said, and repel that which is evil by that which is good. Ahsan, again, this idea of husna, ihsan coming, for that which is for thereupon one in whom between you and him there may be enmity, you will find that person will become to you waliyun hamim, a devoted friend. Because the way of ihsan, when it's done sincerely, bequeaths ihsan. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. And so ultimately, brothers and sisters, we have to take this dimension of ihsan in our own journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سارعوا, hasten, Travel this path, which is ultimately forgiveness from your Lord, resulting in a garden, an abode that is as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who have taqwa, those who spend in the way of their Lord from themselves and from their wealth, who bear hardship, who are kaazimeen al-ghayth, who can restrain the state of anger in them, wal-aafina an-nas, and forgive the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the doers of good. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended it by saying, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, this was an ishara that everything that came before was a way of ihsan, but also this was a culmination that all of these things are a goal, all of these things are a traveling towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, ihsan is culminating in Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, the hub of Allah. Allah loves those who do good. And so this journeying is a journey of love. To practice ihsan and to seek to perfect ihsan is a journeying and a struggle of bringing love in our hearts, true love, a selfless love, a love that arises out of connection, a love that is not tied up to the ego, that is not tied into what is in it for me, but is tied into giving ultimately everything we have, which is why we said badalun nufus. It's the spending of the self for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for someone who does that, there is the great reward of the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina attaqaw walladhina hum muhsinun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have taqwa of Allah and those who are from this muhsinun, people of ihsan again. But he said, Ma'a, Inna Allaha Ma'a, Allah's with. So this great withness, this great companionship is the way of ihsan that Allah bequeaths to the people of ihsan. And with that comes the proximity of Allah's rahmah. Inna rahmat Allahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. That Allah's rahmah, Allah's enveloping love of compassion is with those who do ihsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those of ihsan. For its final abode, as we said, brothers and sisters, is Jannah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innal muttaqina fi jannatin wa 'uyun akhidhina ma ataahum rabbuhum innahum kanu qabla dhalika muhsinin. Indeed, the righteous will be amongst the gardens and springs, taking whatever they were given from their Lord. Ma ataahum rabbuhum. And the ata of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giving, is a giving with no ending. It's the giving that satisfies ultimately every core of our existence, and this is because innahum kanu qabla dhalik muhsinin, they were people of ihsan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ihsan in whatsoever it is that we do. We ask Him to bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness to make us real human beings, those who actualize their own selves in their devotion to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from the ibadullah salihin, those who are devoutly obedient to Him, and enable us to be in service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's English khutbah, but we'll just end with a very quick announcement, and this announcement goes to all of those who are listening to this translation service, and something to be spread out to those who can listen to it, and that is that in collaboration with the Community Development Department, the Statistics Center of Abu Dhabi, the Ittisalat and Du telecommunication companies, the Awqaf has announces the launch of this Friday translation, Friday sermon translation service or initiative, specifically for those who don't speak Arabic, non-Arabic speakers, and this can be availed via the Awqaf's mobile application. This service will be free of charge every Friday, starting from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 1 o'clock, approximately between the time of Jummah. And so the intention is that anyone who wants to listen to this sermon, ideally beforehand, can access this through the use of headphones or earphones, whereby the person can go to the download the Awqaf mobile application app, and then enter the relevant section whereby the relevant weekly Friday sermon is available, and then select either the English translation or the Urdu translation, and you can listen to the sermon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this initiative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means by which people can understand and take ibrah from the Friday khutbah. Thank you for listening, and we are appreciative of the listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This Friday khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.